My name's Ziggy Campbell. I've just taken part in a panel discussion about lyrics with Ian Rankin, Simon Frith and Kenny Anderson. It was very interesting getting the sort of different takes, especially from, you know, from Ian and Simon, because I've spoke to Kenny a lot and I know a little bit about what he thinks about his lyrics and what he thinks about other lyrics, and I know that we share a lot of opinions about great songwriters. So it was interesting to get those guys' view on things. So yeah, I think it was... I hope it was engaging. I hope it was enough of a cross-section for everybody that's interested in lyrics. And I guess just songwriting in general. I mean, lyrics are really important, but... I was kind of coming at it from a songwriter's point of view. So I was just kind of talking about how I go about lyrics, which is probably... I don't know, I sort of got the impression it was maybe a little bit different than how Kenny goes about it. I know his lyrics are really well thought through and very considered, and I imagine he is the type of person that can write a song without the music. I don't think he said as much, but I imagine he is that type of person, whereas I kind of said, you know, and came at it from the point of view of being quite melody-led and letting that dictate how the lyrics take shape and fall into place.
And where do you fall, like, on this whole sort of, you know, lyrics as poetry sort of debate?
Well, I'm not sure. I think I'm just not entirely sure. I did make the point that if you were to look at some songs that I think are amazing, just outstanding. For example, "True Love Will Find You in the End" by Daniel Johnson. If you look at that, if you hear that song, it can't fail but to grab you. Probably because of the nature of his voice, because he's a vulnerable, naive, troubled person, and if you know, and that comes across in his voice for a start. But if you look further into his story, you kind of get it, and that personality injection really makes those lyrics come to life and give them a great depth. But if you just read them, if somebody was to say, "What do you think of this poem?" you'd think, "Well, it's absolutely crap. Actually, it's really clunky and..." Forced and rubbish. But when you hear it, there's a different life to that, those words altogether.
So tonight we've been asking people to sort of write down their favourite lyric on a bit of paper and then sort of put it up to the camera. Have you written down one? And if you haven't, which one would you pick?
I haven't, but tonight I actually picked "The Shy Retirer." My favourite lyric in it is "This cunted circus never ends, and the more you say it, the better it gets."